Welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children, the podcast where I share the recordings of the bedtime stories I've told my children over the years. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Today's story is a tale of the most unusual of things, Edvard, a dragon who is extremely nice. How is an extremely nice dragon to cope in the world? You'll just have to listen and find out. I hope you enjoy.
Once upon a time, there was a very friendly dragon. Now, that made this dragon very unusual, because most dragons are not friendly at all. Not even a little bit. Not even the tip of one of their toes is friendly. Not the tip of their tail, not the tip of their teeth.
Actually, I think you mean claw.
Yes, I do. In any case, this dragon had not been enchanted to be friendly. He had not gone through a unusual talk with a holy knight to make him friendly. No, he had been friendly since he had been born. His mother and his father would yell at him when he was growing up. His name was Edvard. They would say, "Edvard! What do you think you're doing being so friendly to your brother? Get back over there and bite him." And Edvard would say, "Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad." And he would go over and he would sort of nip at his brother's tail. But it was kind of half-hearted and he never bit very hard because he was just too friendly. All he really wanted to do was play. And his mother and father would say at the table, "Edvard, what do you think you're doing saying please and thank you? Just growl and grab the food." And Edvard would say, "Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad." And then he would sort of growl while saying please under his breath. He'd be like, "Please!" as he would grab the food. When he grew up and he was a full-fledged dragon of his own, Edvard moved out and got a cave of his own where he could be friendly whenever he liked. And where he could say please and thank you as much as he liked. But none of the other dragons were friendly, so none of them ever came to eat with him, so he had no one to say please and thank you to. And that made him sad. So, after he had lived a couple years in the land of the dragons, he moved. He moved to the kingdom of Nin. And when he arrived, he thought the first thing he had to do was introduce himself to the queen. And so he flew to the castle, and he walked right up to the castle door, and he knocked on it with his claw, and he said, "Hello, I'm Edvard, and I wanted to introduce myself." And the guard said, "Ah, it's a dragon!" And they drew up the drawbridge, and all sorts of archers appeared on the walls and shot arrows at Edvard, and Edvard was like, no, I just wanted to say hi. But they wouldn't listen, which made him sad. But he went, and he found a nice, quiet cave on a hillside. And none of the adults came anywhere near him. But the children in a nearby village quickly figured out that Edvard was not the sort of dragon that one needed to be afraid of. Children are frequently braver than grown-ups. Sometimes that gets them into trouble. But sometimes, like the case with Edvard, it lets them discover amazing things. Well, the children told their parents, and soon some of the parents came to meet Edvard, and he would invite them to dinner, and many of them at first thought that he meant to eat them for dinner. But after they came and they saw that he set a beautiful table, and he had excellent table manners, and he would say please, and he would say thank you, and he really was quite the cook.
What did he cook?
Soon, all sorts of things. Salads, soups.
Oh, I thought all he cooked was meat.
Well, no, he did cook meat. He would, once the villagers got to know him, he would sometimes make arrangements with one of the farmers. He would get a cow that he would cook and make roast beef in exchange for, he would plow at a farmer's field with his tail, or he would help.
Does plow mean?
Plow means turn the dirt over so you can plant things in it. Soon news spread from the village, and the queen sent a knight to meet him. And Edvard treated the knight very politely, and the knight returned to tell the queen, and the queen invited Edvard back to the castle. And she met him at the drawbridge and said, "I'm sorry, my castle's not big enough for you to come in, but I just wanted to apologize for treating you so rudely when you arrived. We assumed you were like every other dragon." And Edvard said, "It's okay, I understand." She said, "Well, we'd like to welcome you to the kingdom." And so she gave him an official necklace that said that he was the official dragon of the kingdom. And that made him very proud. He liked wearing it. Because Edvard, like every other kind of dragon, even though he was a friendly dragon, he still liked treasure. Well, Edvard had lived in the kingdom for 5 years. And one day he saw a group of knights riding up to his cave, and he walked out to say hello. And several of the knights pointed their lances at him, and the lead knight said, "The queen has sent us to demand to know why you have stolen the crops and burned down the farm of Farmer Eckleberry." And Edvard said, "What? I did no such thing. What are you talking about?" "Farmer Eckleberry is sure he saw a dragon." "Well, it wasn't me," said Edvard. "You're going to have to prove that to us," said the knight, "or you're no longer welcome here." "All right," said Edvard. "Where is Farmer Eckleberry?" "He's in a village on the north side." "We expect you back here with an explanation by nightfall," said the knight, "or don't come back." So Edvard took off, and he flew to the north side of the kingdom, and he could see that what had happened to the farm was indeed the work of a dragon. And he began to fly in circles around the farm, wider and wider circles. He flew for several hours, and he was over a low range of mountains when he finally saw what he was looking for. And so he folded his wings and he dove to the ground. And there, in the cave, he could see just a little trickle of smoke coming out of the mouth of the cave. And he said, "Excuse me, but I need to speak to you." And a dragon came out. "What do you want?" said the dragon. And it blew a burst of flame in Edvard's direction. Now, the dragon was smaller than Edvard, but was, like all dragons, very grumpy and mean. And Edvard said, "I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I'm the official dragon of this kingdom, and you have to go." "Oh yeah? Who's going to make me?" "You want to try?" And Edvard said, "I'd really rather just ask you to leave politely." "You and what army?" said the dragon. And Edvard saw that this was not going to work. And so he thought back to being a little dragon and thought about the ways that dragons treated each other. And then he took a deep breath and he put on the very best mean face that he could, which still wasn't very mean because Edvard was a very friendly dragon. But he did his very best. He scrunched his face up and he bared his teeth and he squinted and he looked mean and he lowered his voice and he said, "Look, this is my kingdom. Now get." And he blew a big blast of flame at the other dragon, and the other dragon had to duck. And then Edvard jumped, and he landed on the other dragon, and he scratched at him, and he bit at him, none of which was something he liked to do. Now, he didn't really hurt the other dragon, because dragons are covered with scales that are thick and hard like armor. But the other dragon said, "Oh, fine, I'll go find another kingdom." And he took off. But one thing that Edvard had managed to do was he had managed to scratch one of the dragon's black scales off. And so he took it in his claw, and he flew back towards his own cave. He landed in front of it, and the knight said, "Well?" And Edvard said, "I'm very sorry for the inconvenience. I would have preferred that you had asked me rather than just accusing me. Here is the scale of the dragon that attacked the farmer's land. You will see that it matches some of the scales around the barn. You'll notice that it's black." "So," said the knight. "So," said Edvard, "open your eyes." The knight just stared at him for a minute, and then his eyes got wide, and he went, "Oh, you're not a black dragon, are you?" "Right," said Edvard. "Look carefully. What color am I?" The knight said, "You're sort of a blue-green." "Right," said Edvard. "So, just to be extra nice, I did your job for you and chased off the dragon that was really a problem. And next time, before you go accusing, I think you should trust me a little more. Now go tell the queen and report to her and ask her to trust me next time. Yeah, said the knight. Hey, I'm sorry. Edward said, thank you. You're forgiven. And then he went and he curled up in his cave and he went to sleep because he was very tired and he had dreams of being particularly nice.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but heckling and clever commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and the logo was designed by Silas Wendelin. If you know someone who might enjoy the stories, please tell them about the show. Our website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com, and preview snippets are posted to most social media. I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story. We'll be right back.